Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is John chapter 16, verses 31 through 33. The Reverend Jonathan Maynor is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
Reading from John's account of the Gospel, the 16th chapter. Jesus answered them, "Do you now believe? Behold, the hour is coming. Indeed, it has come, when you will be scattered, each to his own home, and will leave me alone. Yet I am not alone, for the Father is with me. I have said these things to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but take heart, I have overcome the world." O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
Indeed, alleluia, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed, alleluia.
Yet we are reminded, in this world, we will have tribulation. From war and weather, protests and political posturing, murder and mayhem, we will have tribulation in the world. And in your life, you will have tribulation. It seems to come in and sit right down, doesn't it? Car or your cubicle, maybe on the couch or at the kitchen table, in your conversations and in your communities. So it was with the disciples as well. Tribulation had come, and it would soon intensify. Jesus said, "Behold, the hour is coming. Indeed, it has come, when you will be scattered, each to his own home, and will leave me alone." The scene is the upper room, Passover meal, the washing of feet, the instituting of the Lord's Supper. Soon Jesus would pray and then be betrayed. And they would all leave him and flee, just as he said, fleeing in the midst of the tribulation. Indeed, in the world you will have tribulation. We know it well. From the disciples, to the news stories around the world and in our own communities, to the personal realities of our lives, tribulation threatens to pull us away from God, tempts us to ask why. We see it all around us, and yet sometimes we even invite it in. We engage when we know we should leave it alone. Our gut tells us it's wrong, but it feels so good. One gossiping moment, one click of a mouse, one word of anger, and tribulation intensifies and enters in so fast. And it leads to being scattered from one another. Indeed, all we like sheep have gone astray. Leaves us scattered apart from one another and even apart from Christ. And it's just what Satan wants, to scatter us from one another. We know how quickly that tribulation and that hurt and that brokenness can lead to that scattering and separation. And we know the effects of that separation and that scattering in our lives oh so well. How much it hurts, how much we feel lost, how much we're not sure what to do. And so what do you do then? Where do you turn then? Well, you look to the only place that has the answer to the tribulation. You look to the only place that can give you hope in the midst of that suffering. You look to the cross of our Savior. There you see Christ who entered the tribulation of our world for you. And for all. There you see the one who would experience the worst of this world's tribulation, and the mocking and the beating and the scourging and the nailing. The ultimate tribulation, as our Savior is forsaken by the Father on account of our sin. Yet in the middle of that tribulation, the proclamation is heard. It is finished. Jesus proclaims. He paid the price. Your sins are forgiven. The scattered have been gathered together again. Eternity with Christ is yours. As our Savior walked through this world, yes, there was tribulation. But he brought peace in the midst of that tribulation. To the blind, he said, "Take heart, now you can see." To the lame, he said, "Take heart, now you can walk." To the mute, "Take heart, now you can speak." Even to the dead, "Take heart, now you are alive." Now to you, again today, in the midst of any tribulation that you walked in here today with, Jesus says, "Take heart, I have overcome." Jesus says, yes, there will be tribulation in the world and in your lives, but take heart, I have overcome. He has overcome, and he gives you his peace. Because true peace does not come in the absence of tribulation, but in the knowledge that Christ has overcome through the cross and the empty grave. Indeed, he has overcome the world and now gives you his word and his sacraments to strengthen you in your tribulation. Indeed, he has overcome the world and he now promises you, "Never will I leave you, never will I forsake you." He now promises, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you." He now promises, "I have said these things to you that in me you may have peace." Peace in the presence of Christ. Peace in the forgiveness of your sins. Peace, because indeed Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.